It's time now for KJM's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. For now.
For now, yep.
Just enjoy the nice weather this week.
Yeah, enjoy it today.
Yeah, well, you got one more shot at it. Yeah, that's about it. After today, not so great. Some rain and cooler temperatures, to say the least. Much cooler, about 40 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon, actually coming up here toward the weekend. So, yeah, enjoy it while you can. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get program going here. Today, he'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got in two matched washer-dryer sets. Got an older 20-cubic-foot upright freezer. It's old, but works okay. Make a good overflow freezer when you need the extra space. Some gas and electric clothes dryers. Got 3 years dehumidifiers. Two portable dishwashers, both in good condition. A couple of built-in used dishwashers. 15-cubic-foot chest freezer. Got three two-door refrigerators with a top freezer. Use 40-gallon natural gas power vent water heater. Use 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Use 24,000-grade softener by Luxury, which is an Iowa company. Have a closeout on a couple of microwave hood combinations. One used front load washer, Maytag drying center, and two used 25-cubic-foot side-by-side refrigerators. Got new dishwashers, under-counter, and convertible portable. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. We deliver them, and of course we install them and take care of the service after the sale. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install, and of course haul the old heater away and, again, service it after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, got some ideas for you. One of those would be in Audubon, the John James Audubon Festival going on this weekend, and they are planning a full day of events and activities leading up to what they think will be a very enjoyable dinner and program coming up in the evening. They have a full day of events scheduled throughout the day, both indoor and outdoor activities and things going on for the John James Audubon Festival, their celebration of the arts in Audubon this weekend. They're going to start it off at 8 o'clock in the morning with the Breakfast for the Birds program, and that'll be held at the Memorial Building in Audubon. That runs from 8 until 10 o'clock in the morning. And there'll be shopping specials and things all over the place during the course of the day at local businesses from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they do encourage you not just to park the car and walk in to one location. They do encourage you to wander all around in the through the square, because there'll be lots of things happening in a lot of different places. There'll also be a ladies' tea that'll be held at the John James Audubon Tea Room from 10 to 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then also you'll find lots of artists and vendors in the park from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, if it's been a while since you've been to the park in Audubon, you'll enjoy the square, because there are a lot of things happening there, too. There have been a lot of improvements over the years there, including the John James Audubon statue and all of the things that surround that. Of course, there's also the Veterans Memorial. It's not too far away there at the courthouse. So lots of things for you to see and enjoy in that area, along with a lot of those different performers that will be there as well. There'll be a plant sale, the Great Plains Pointer Rescue Dogs, lots of other things going on in that area during the course of the day. So they do encourage folks to spend quite a bit of time moving through those areas. Also, there'll be an art expo that'll be held at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. That'll run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so lots of opportunity for you to enjoy some of those works. Also, the Audubon Chamber of Commerce will have their Customer Appreciation Luncheon at the Old Park Hotel, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the course of the Saturday activities. The John James Audubon Cultural Center will have exhibits and demonstrations available for viewing from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. as well. There'll be some story time at the library from 12:30 to 1. And then in the park, they'll have the awards recognition of National Audubon Society members, and they'll have that going on during the course of the 1 to 3 p.m. time period. They'll have the Let's Go on the Bird Walk opportunity starting at 3 o'clock. You'll just be meeting at the stage area there to do that. Then from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, they'll have a wine, beer, and beverage tasting event. Now, just the title of that sounds like a lot of fun just on the surface, but they also have some other things happening along with that. They'll have a chocolate fountain with strawberries and light hors d'oeuvres at the Memorial Building. You can get your tickets for $5 if you get them in advance, $7 if you get them at the door. In advance, you can pick those up at the Audubon County Economic Development or at the Hometown Cafe. When was the last time you had the chocolate fountain? It's been a while, hasn't it? Opportunity to enjoy some of that kind of stuff. And also, they'll have a historical pictorial tour at the Old Park Hotel from 5 to 6 in the evening. Also at 5:30, the Nishna Valley Audubon Society organizational meeting will be held at the Memorial Building. And then they'll culminate the day with the dinner and speaker program at the Memorial Building. And the tickets are $15. You can get them in advance at the Audubon County Economic Development or the Hometown Cafe. And that'll run from 6 until 8 p.m. Now, one of the things you're probably going to want to enjoy as well, they've got a special visitor coming to have some fun. Tim Southwick Johnson will be there. Tim is an accomplished performer on the acoustic guitar, the mandolin, the tenor guitar, the ukulele, and the harmonica. I'd love to see him try to do all of them at the same time. Is it even possible? A lot of things that he can do there. But he has a lot of original songs based on a wide range of musical styles, and he'll deliver those also with engaging performances. Songwriting has been one of the focuses of his musical life from the start, and they say it's not uncommon for him to bring his songwriting process to the stage, sometimes just kind of composing on the fly. Tim has performed at colleges and universities, at top music clubs and festivals in 28 states and counting. He was a founding member of the band Famous Vacationers and is a former member of Mercury Columbia recording artists Hartsfield. And his latest album is based on Aldo Leopold's book, A Sand County Almanac. That CD, Sand County Songs, was released in January of this year. And music for video and film include the Governor of Wisconsin's fire prevention video, and he's done some independent film work as well, some things that you may have seen on public broadcasting as well. So he's done a lot of different types of things. He'll bring his talents to the stage at the events going on Saturday as well at the John James Audubon Festival. Now, if you get a chance to enjoy some of those things, you'll probably have a very good day. Now, there is a chance of some rain this weekend, though, too, and we do want to throw the note out there that if there is inclement weather, the activities that are scheduled to be held in the park, which would be outdoors, will be moved indoors over to the Memorial Building, so not too far away there, and you'll have an opportunity to enjoy those events, even if the rain does or the weather doesn't cooperate by dumping a little rain on the city park area in the afternoon. So, if there are any problems with that, just head on over to the Memorial Building and they'll continue all of the program. So lots of things going on. They have put together a pretty big program of events. Now, we have some tickets here, too, we wouldn't mind giving away to some folks if they'd like to enjoy the dinner and speaker program in the evening. These tickets are worth $15 each, and I've got a pair of them right now that we would give away. Let's just do the second caller here this morning. We'll give two tickets away to the dinner and speaker program. That's $30 worth of tickets here this morning. We'll give those away to the second caller here right now at 243-3920 or 800-283-5526 if you'd like to pick up a pair of tickets to that. We do have some more, and just keep listening. We'll have an opportunity for you throughout the day to call in and claim some more tickets to that program coming up on Saturday as well. Again, that speaker and dinner program, the banquet is from 6 until 8 p.m. this Saturday evening at the Memorial Building. And again, those tickets are valued at $15 apiece. You can pick them up in advance if you'd like at the Audubon County Economic Development or at the Hometown Cafe, or we'll just take that second caller this morning, and you can snag a pair of tickets on us for the John James Audubon Festival's banquet dinner speaker program coming up on Saturday night. So an awful lot of things. If you get a chance to do that and you haven't been through around the downtown area, make sure you check out all of the different things that are going on. Look up and look down, because you'll see a lot of things as you wander through the area, too. It's an opportunity for you to check out a lot of the programs that they've put together over time and a lot of the things that they've done to kind of spruce up the area as well. And the John James Audubon statue area also has an awful lot of things around it. So make sure you check a lot of that out and see all the detail and things, too. So again, some of those highlights coming up this weekend. They have the Breakfast with the Birds at the Memorial Building from 8 to 10 a.m. And then also the Ladies' Tea at 10 o'clock. They'll have that Art Expo at Our Savior's Lutheran Church throughout the day. There'll be artists and vendors in the park, all kinds of things happening there throughout the day, and plenty of other things as you move through the afternoon. The entertainment in the park will continue through the early afternoon hours, leading up to the wine, beer, and beverage tasting from 3 to 5. And also, then again, we move our way into the evening hours where the banquet program will happen from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Memorial Building. So lots of things happening throughout the day in a number of different venues. And the folks in Audubon are hoping that folks come from far and wide to enjoy that John James Audubon Festival coming up this Saturday in Audubon. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Holland Gas Grills in stock. No flare-ups and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Got lots of ranges in stock, gas and electric. By Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Still have a closeout on a slide-in gas range at below wholesale cost. Got an assortment of range hoods with prices starting at $35 and up. Over 70 refrigerators, new refrigerators in stock. By Maytag, Amana, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and LG. Some excellent values in some side-by-sides and French door bottom freezer models. Top values on good, clean, used working refrigerator. The place to trade, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Keep listening throughout the day, too. We'll give you some more opportunities for a chance to win some tickets to the John James Audubon Festival's banquet program coming up this Saturday night. Kendall, thanks for coming in, as always. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.